Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Y'all, Captain Glenn has been a very versatile sea captain. He's done things. He's pitched in whenever he's needed to. He's eaten matzo braai and all types of flatbreads. And now we have a new talent using his face as a coaster.
Human coaster.
A human coaster. I laughed. I laughed like a fool.
I watched that like 3 times.
It was so funny. And how long it took for Alex to say, like he said, it's almost like he saw a bedside table there.
Like he just saw Captain Glenn's flat forehead and went, yeah, that looks
That's
like
a table.
That looks like that thing I used to sip that sock on in my room.
When I would jerk off with it.
Yeah. With the long hair just flowing. That always looked like a fan was blowing on it.
God.
God. Where are we?
But he kept setting it, and at one point, put it on Glenn's face, and he's like, "What's up, dude?" And then he then drunk subtitles. Oh, it's Mubus, Mubus. Y'all, they got schnockered the first night. This is BDSM. This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht, BDSY.
This is
Potato Potato.
Yeah. Season 1, Episode 3, The King is Back.
The King is Back. You know what that's from, right? That's Gary's last name.
Oh, his last name is
Gary King?
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to say this. I watched this and I thought, who goes to a new job or a place of employment, even if it is a fun place like a boat or, I don't know, a summer camp? Who goes to the first night of employment and gets so blasted the first night that they're
I don't
just
know. It's quite unprofessional.
Vomiting everywhere.
I hope that person was terminated.
You know what? They were hired back for 3 summers and the best piano coach they had.
It was me. In my defense, I was 26 years old.
26. I think you're 26.
Yeah. That's what you do your first night. I got wasted. And the first night I was hired at the arts camp, I puked all over the floor. And I tried to clean it up.
Above
someone's doorknob.
Above the director's bedroom. And she said, it sounded like somebody threw up last night in the hallway.
And that's what happened. So I understand. I understand needing to let loose.
And then one of the cabin counselors came out and was just talking to you in Italian because she's Italian.
Yeah.
And then you were so drunk, you actually became fluent in your old days of Italian.
Yeah.
So then you
like, parlo, parlo, mangiare.
You're just talking to her. And my roommate said, isn't that your friend? And I kind of knew you, but we were just, and I was like, I don't know her.
Yeah. No one wanted to know me. They're like, wait, is that the guy who got really drunk on the first night?
But you and know then, what? You showed up with your talent and they realized you were the best pianist they had.
And by the end of the summer, I wasn't the guy who got drunk on the first night. I was that slut who fucked like 11 guys and brought them back to the cottage.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all, growth is possible.
Growth is possible. So we can expect big things from this crew.
I will say BDSY brings the joy back in Below Deck. There's in between Gary and Daisy and Glenn and Colin, there's just like it's just so not stuffy. There's no Captain Sandy to kind of like ho-hum over everybody and
there's not any. You know, because Captain Lee, we love Captain Lee, but he runs a ship with a little bit of fear.
It's very formal. Yeah.
Formal. And there's not any of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Again, a nice Canadian ship.
Because Glenn is a nice Canadian. Yeah. So a couple things here. Do we have any announcements or should we just like get into it?
What is this coming out? I want to remind because people, the Carol Burnett 90th birthday party on NBC, that airs on Wednesday. So that'll be tomorrow. This airs on Tuesday.
Make sure you say you did not star in it.
I am not starring in it, y'all. I just might be in the audience and you might see me queen out when, I can't tell you, but it involved Bernadette Peters and singing. So I definitely.
I wish you'd give me a couple more hints.
Let's just say it was that thing like when it was kind of the same reaction. And when I say this, you're going to understand because you've lived it. That kind of the same reaction when we were in Anaheim or in Orange County, a very conservative part of California. And in the dark at a Celine Dion concert, we just heard the whispers in the morning.
Yeah. And I felt vertigo.
And Jake fucking broke out.
No, my legs gave out from under me. And I went, oh. No,
and like three blue-haired women from Orange County that could afford the seats that we bought and put on our credit cards looked at you and judged. That's the kind of reaction I had.
And said, Helen, can we gay bash?
Marjorie, I told you we could only do that once.
Yeah. That
anyway.
Was... Yeah, when your legs give way after hearing the open bars of something, the opening bars, that's something.
It's called Carol Burnett. It's on NBC. Carol Burnett, 90 Years of Laughter and Love. So you can watch
I'll
it on
have
NBC.
To tape it. Just fast forward over your segments.
Again, Carl's Wives, I'm not in the show. Remember, I know some of you think we are. Jake and I aren't famous. We're just trash in front of a microphone. It's like I went to a dermatologist today and she said, oh, so you do a podcast? And I said, yeah. And she said, so do you do it like in a studio? Do you do it like in this with the microphone?
No.
I went, no.
No.
We just do it in my living room. We just do it in my best friend's living room. Oh.
Oh.
And then she's like, you could tell that she didn't ask, but she wanted to do that kind of same thing your mom does with Cameo, where she goes, and you
"Is that a scam?
Money?
Yeah,
you make money from that." I'm like, "Yeah, we tour around the country, but we just do it in his living room. It's very informal."
You should have said one of the biggest things that happened is we had a moth fly in
yeah,
and it was a huge deal.
That. Yeah,
Mothgate.
I should have said that. Mothgate. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
big deal. Yeah, you can still see Mothgate on our Instagram if you scroll down a little bit. Some of you are still rejoicing in our horror.
Completely terrified.
I want to tell you, if a moth flies right at you, you'd have the same reaction. I want to tell everyone that.
Show me a person who just goes, oh, look, Shanice, it's a moth. Just sits on their nose.
And does a dive bomb towards you like it did to me.
Someone sent us a clip of The Simpsons, of those two little gay boys yes. reacting to a moth.
Oh, moth!
And it was a read.
And it was fair.
It was fair, but y'all have been just brutal. Just brutal at our pain.
It was humiliating.
I thought we would get some sympathy, but not even one of you.
People have been laughing at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's what we're here for. I think that's it as far as, should we talk about?
Well, I will say we just did You, Me, and My Ex before this, and y'all.
Yummy.
Episode 2 is delivering. All the delivery. Message. It's yeah. really, really, really good.
That's on our $8 Patreon. Yeah. Also, y'all, our charity for this month is the Drag Defense Fund in cooperation with the ACLU. They are doing a digital worldwide moment May 7th. Mark your calendars. We're not doing a moment, but we are watching their moment on Discord and chatting about it with you.
I'm sure it'll go just like Love is Blind went. Just well. Perfectly.
I'm going to be telling everybody about how to do Discord if you're a Carl's wife and it scares you. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, my hand, and we're halfway there.
We need to move on. I need to talk about this episode too much.
Okay.
So, besides the human coaster moment, which I think it's probably going to go in the franchise, one of the most ridiculously dumb things I've ever seen. It was just so weird, and I loved it. I think we also had kind of a complete celebration. Y'all, I've never been so excited as when that kind of upbeat Pirates of the Caribbean music starts playing when they start sailing. And I was like, we're sailing! The boat came back and Colin did it all. He brought us back from the brink.
It was exciting. I'm not going to lie. I did feel like some Hans Zimmer wasn't. I think that's Hans Zimmer who wrote that was in order.
I don't remember. I should be.
Hey, Siri, who wrote the soundtrack to Pirates of the Caribbean?
Here's an answer from allmusic.com. The soundtrack for Pirates of the Caribbean was originally composed by Alan Silvestri.
Alan Silvestri. Hey, Siri, stop.
Shut the fuck up.
He did that. I love him.
He did Forrest Gump as well.
He did all the thing to the cosmos, to Seth MacFarlane. I love that soundtrack. We're in a weird area.
Let's please move on.
Let's move on.
But anyway, I also think that I have a feeling that we saw Daisy putting the rods for things not to slip when the ship heals. I think part of the filming is to get all of that footage. I think they intentionally do it. It excites me every single time.
It's like watching, you know how I feel about watching, y'all, sometimes when I did this a lot when I was going through my dad and breakup, I would just watch people falling on YouTube because it gives me so much joy.
Why is hearing that very sad? Why is just hearing that fact extremely, extremely sad?
I love watching people fall on YouTube, though.
To me, I have to know that they're okay.
No, yes. We see that they're okay.
Yeah.
What? Wow. I don't want people to just fall and get concussions. What do you think I am, an asshole?
That's what I want to watch. I want to watch true crime shows about women poisoning their husbands. That's what I enjoy watching.
Well, because I was actually pretty upset whenever Lucy fell out, because I was worried at first, because that was y'all. She didn't just slip out of the bed. She literally like just fucking planted it.
Did you see what happened to her back?
It looked terrible. She scraped it.
God. It looked like a plug-in into some antique machine.
I thought it looked very similar when you come home from Slammers.
Yeah, those are love taps. Yeah.
They, I tell you not to just... get. I say don't get in the sling poodle.
Yeah. Well, you get used to them. So, I guess that I just before we get into tea bags, I just wanted to bring up those things. And I think hopefully we're going to have a good season this year. Last season was kind of shitty because of Ashley. And she just made everyone kind of miserable.
Oh yeah.
But I think these stews are going to bring it.
I mean, they do part. Mads is throwing up with the first night. I think Lucy threw up too.
This is basically my first tea bag. Daisy is wasted, gone. She can't even say words. But she still manages to take care of both of her stews while being drop dead drunk.
Yeah.
And she puts up the little divider for Lucy.
So she won't fall in the middle of the night.
I think those are probably...
Remember, Lucy said she was very... She's a klutzy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Lucy, the big boobed wonder.
I would make you put one of those up if we were on the
top
box.
I think those are necessary. I think I had them as a child because I moved a lot when I slept and we had bunk beds. We had those because my mother was afraid I would fall off.
You're a fitful sleeper.
I am quite a fitful sleeper. It's true. It's better for me to be on the bottom bunk for a lot of reasons. Write your own joke here, folks.
I think my first tea bag was just all the drinking as well. I think, and in the middle of this, while everyone's drunk, here comes Gary.
Boy. And did you kind of feel like Gary was a little bit chip on his shoulder because he had missed the first charter?
He was.
He was trying to get all the hot goss. What happened? Someone tell me everything.
He was like, oh, everybody, let's party. And everybody's like, we're wrecked. We're going to bed.
He was just like, oh, tell me everything that's happened. Tell me all the gossip.
Oh.
So, speaking of his entrance, besides he immediately, the first thing he does is... Spoon, his same-sex partner in life, Colin. Oh,
do you think he put his dick up against his butt?
No! Well, maybe.
I think so. I bet you they felt each other's dicks on each other's butt.
Oh, totally. They have no boundaries. But
not in a sexual way. They're just friends.
Yeah, sometimes a man can do that with another man, and it's not sexual at all.
Yeah, it's just guys. It's just bros.
Just bro bros talk.
Being bros. Friends bros being just friends.
Bros being bros.
Yeah.
And if you put your mouth on it, unfortunately, is it by accident, sometimes things happen.
Just a friendly embrace.
It's the sea. Who knows?
Who knows?
So, and then he goes immediately to see Daisy, who is also hungover. And she's sounding like this. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, we butted heads, we touched tongues. Who knows what'll happen?
Who knows? You said it made her sound like the woman from Extreme Sisters.
Oh. Girls, you're going to be good waitresses for me. The one who was like the Italian restaurant. Girls, I want you to do this for me. Where's me parrot? The parrot's name was Ravioli. Ravioli was his name.
When the moon is your eye.
Ravioli. Hush.
Okay.
We told you no more singing.
Okay. Pizza pie. Pizza pie.
I miss her.
I miss her too.
Girls. So we're gonna, y'all, he goes, basically Daisy just like, don't touch me, I'm happy to see you, but, and I think, y'all, she's missed him too.
This
crew really does love each other
Daisy is a poodle. Like, I'm actually much more of a Gary.
You are.
I'm just a love all. I'm a drunk, I'm a share all, like lovey drunk. Daisy and Poodle are much more, they're much more cat energy. We're not going to show you we love you. We're not.
And we're going to make out in front of everybody in front of you.
Yeah, we're going to make out with other people in front of you and not care about it.
Yep. Was that your tea bag?
Let's see. I was going to talk about, I mean, the ship thing. It's not that big of a tea bag, but it was. I will say, I think this show, it feels like you're brought back into the world of the elements.
Yeah.
And that these are people on a ship in the middle of this vast ocean and they have to make it work. Or it feels like what Love is Blind tries to be. Do you choose this person as your partner or say goodbye forever?
Walk away forever.
It feels like, do you chance a sail on the sea or drowned in the darky, murky water? Like, it feels like there's
Dark, murky water. Y'all, but the sea trial and everything works.
It does.
And it's wonderful. And Colin's amazing.
What's your next one?
My next one is about, we can talk about this, kind of the Gary Chase kerfuffle.
This all started whenever Chase was talking about making out with Mads and Al. It's interesting, even though Alex said he was making out with Daisy, you're so right. Immediately, once Gary found out that the other guys were making out with other girls, it's a pissing contest.
Yeah, it's Gary, and Gary's he's a great worker and a really good first mate. He's not really a teacher. Like, Gary would not do well on a sandy boat.
No, he would not.
But what he does is just tell people what to do. He tells people to do in a very efficient manner. The problem here is Chase has some experience under his belt. And on the first charter, he kind of figured out his place of kind of telling Alex what to do when Colin wasn't around. That's not what Gary likes.
That is not what Gary likes.
It is, you do it what Gary tells you to do. And by the end, you're having a really good time, but you need to know that this is not any type of like collaborative art form.
This is not a collaborative artistic thing. Yeah. It is this way or no way.
It's Gary's way. He even says that. So I think, was he a little rough with Chase and kind of shitty? Ooh. Yeah,
say
I think he was.
Again.
Say was
that
he sentence. Rough with Chase?
Ooh, yeah.
He used the back of his hand instead of the front of his hand.
Gary's still hot.
Okay,
to me.
Both of us need to get laid.
That's true. We do.
That's where I was, and I thought Chase might have been a little too taken aback by. If this is how things are going to be.
So what did you read this as? Did you read this as Gary being too much or Chase wanting to swing his dick too much?
I think it's just from what I know of Gary, if Gary would have been there first, it would have been very clear how things worked. And I think Chase would have adapted pretty quickly. And now since Chase felt like he had a little bit of, he knew the boat, mm-hmm. and he was kind of, he had a little bit of ownership in what he was doing. Do I think he's going to work hard? Yes. I think he takes pride in what he does, and what he does is very important. So when you criticize him, it feels personal.
Yeah.
So I think, and like when, at the end of the episode, when he got criticized for not doing stuff overnight, when Alex, because y'all, the night person is never going to do shit. That's going to be, they always have this list of duties, but like they're watching for the anchor watch and they never really get things done. But so I think Captain Glenn was pointing out things and that really got in him that he was being blamed for it. So he took it personally and I understand it. I think Colin even said, you know, you need to figure out how to train him and do that. And Gary has no intention of doing that. That's not how he runs
Gary does. No, it's not.
So we'll see. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that it's, I don't think it's going to be a thing of the season because Chance has, it would be more of an issue, I think, honestly, if Chance was the one who had been making out with, or Chase, I'm sorry, I wrote it wrong. If Chase, if Chase had been the one that was making out with Daisy, I think it would be more of a thing. But because he's starting to couple up with Mads, but I think we saw it next week. Gary is totally going to make out with Mads just to fuck over Chase.
Well, that, and he has no concept of bro code at all.
At all.
That's and, just not
And Chase is going to get butthurt about it.
Yep.
Y'all, let's take a little commercial and we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens!
Okay. How dare the Chiron labeling people mention Justin Guarini as Justin Charter Guest?
That is my teabag. Is can we not acknowledge an American
Put some respect on Justin Guarini's name?
Yes, an American Idol and the voice of Diet Dr. Pepper. It's a cheap one. Yes. It's on fucking Below Deck.
I looked at my. That's Justin Guarini.
That's what I knew that was. Justin Guarini. God, I had such a crush on him.
Runner-up of the first American Idol.
Yes.
Besides Kelly Clarkson, the one of the most famous reality shows stars at the time. Yes, it was 20 years ago. But fuck you for not no one knowing who he was.
He's still relevant. How many Instagram followers? I bet he has a lot.
I thoroughly enjoyed him. He's also in one of the worst films ever made from Justin and Kelly.
Don't you talk about that film badly. How dare you?
It's a bad movie.
You know, I enjoyed it when I saw it in the theater.
They have zero chemistry.
They had no...
But they were friends.
It's true. Oh, he only has 36,000 followers.
Heresy.
That y'all need to.
I think he's got a family now. He's been on Broadway several times.
He teaches audition classes.
Good for him. I wonder how he got hooked up with the primary.
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Because they were in Texas. He's
in his Dr. Pepper outfit, so that means he's about to do another commercial.
I think those. The commercials are hilarious. But when I first saw it, I was like, who is that? And I went, that's Justin Guarini!
I screamed, you know, on my, when I used to have a vision board, a Dr. Pepper commercial is on as a commercial actor. I just want to be in a Dr. Pepper commercial. I don't think I'm really their demographic.
What is their demo?
Straight guys. They always sponsor sports.
Yeah, you're
things.
Definitely not there.
And still, I would love to be in a Dr. Pepper commercial. That would be my dream as a commercial actor, and I wanted to sing I'm a Pepper.
Maybe you could be the version of him in like 10 years.
No.
The older version.
No.
When the Pepper guys let himself go a little bit.
Maybe. I think at this point, maybe I could be on the Diet Dr. Pepper one, and maybe Justin Guarini would sing to me, and I could react to something. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I probably still won't get it. Let's be honest. We're not Dr. Pepper's
you're, let's
not
just say this.
Me.
You're very specific.
Yeah, they don't usually go the what my agent always sends me out for the quote fabulous role.
Stop! That's what it's called?
That's code for gay.
That's called for hey faggot.
Yeah, that's what they say in commercials. They'll say, you know, enterprise whatever. Office manager who runs a fabulous office.
Wow. That's not even parsing words.
No, that's basically so they can't say, we want a lisping,
we want
prancing
a lisping,
queen.
Prancing queen.
A lisping. You said lisping. Anyway, wow. I'm proud for Justin Guarini. Proud for him.
Me too. When I saw him, I was like, how dare you refer to him as primary? He is Mr. Justin Guarini. Your Chiron is an American Idol runner-up.
He better be.
Star of Broadway.
He better be singing in this next episode.
No one on that boat knew who he was. And he wouldn't tell them because he's too modest. Because
that's Justin Guarini.
I never knew how much of a fan of his I was until this moment.
And I'm telling you now, if one of you got fucked over at Justin Guarini, I don't want to hear it. Let me believe.
I don't either.
Let me believe.
I think he's a good person.
I do too.
Yeah. We need to
move on.
If anybody's going to pick up his dick, I want to see it. What's your next teabag? That was mine. I, That was mine to talk about.
I was blivid too. That was mine to talk about after the break, actually. It was just, it made no sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'm all askew now from that. What was my next one? Okay. Here's the deal. I haven't worked in the service industry that much.
Since you were at, what was the? Inner-Urban. Over-Under. So they call me in college.
Yeah, there goes over-under. No, Inter-Urban with the beer biscuits. Beer biscuits, still good. Still love those beer biscuits.
Worked there for a month, right?
3.5 weeks. But you know what? Actually, I worked at the Gap and Gap Kids for like 5 years.
That's true.
And Sephora. So I guess that's service kind of industry as well in a different way.
Yeah. Retail. Yeah.
Retail. I'm going to say this. I don't want to sit down and eat with y'all at a buffet. I don't want to sit down and eat with the guests at a buffet. I want to sit in the interior lounge or room or whatever it is. The interior lounge, that's the thing in Drag Race.
The Interior Illusions lounge, yeah.
Yes, that's true. But I want to sit in the interior lounge. Saloon. And I want to talk shit about you and just talk about other shit besides actually sitting and talking to you.
I would have found that a complete drag. Because you're still kind of having to perform. And I know that the guests thought this was a really nice thing. Colin says in my 15, 16 years that I've been moved by it. And that's why I guess it is something, but like, I understand they thought they were doing a lovely thing, but did you see the stews still had to serve everyone? It didn't,
well, they would.
It should have been buffet.
Buffet, meaning we serve ourselves.
But I don't think that would have been be done on a super yacht. It just, that's not how things are done. I got to say, the way Alicia handled this, I thought she was going to spiral.
I did too.
She did it so well.
She did great. And the food looked really good.
Because Colin was helping her make fresh pasta.
Did you see
this
how
this is going to bite her in the ass?
It is. Did you see how she was like freaking out to Colin? She was going, and Colin just kind of shook his head and went,
God,
yeah,
so
well,
awesome.
I wouldn't know about that because I'm a chef, but yeah, I'm here.
He's so awesome.
Y'all, I'm going to stand by what I said last season. He's going to dick you down better than anybody in this because he's going to take the time to romance you and find all of your sweet spots.
Wow. I do agree with you, but I did not expect it to be said that way.
Sweet spots.
Ooh, even yikes.
Even the really wet ones.
Stop.
That are moist.
Please, no, we don't say that word. And did you hear her going, do they like mussels? Do they like mussels? Oh my God. You know what? If they don't, they don't eat it.
You know, when she was running around, all I wrote this is like, crying cockles and mussels, a lie, yay. With her accent.
Oh, I don't know if she would have been able to pull that together without Colin.
No way.
But I'm a little worried about her making fresh pasta. God. That is quite time consuming.
They don't even do that at Olive Garden, and it's fancy.
I know. That's where the rich people go. So I don't think I have any. I think I have one more, and it's about. I know what it was. Never mind. I already the riveting.
Wow,
this is
entertaining.
I'm convinced they. Oh, that was something else. No, that's it. That's all I have. I know.
Wow.
This was a lot happened in this episode, but it was more like fun.
It was actually not a lot happened. It was, I want to say plot point wise, you got to think of the 10 minutes of this show's plot. This episode was, is the boat going to sail or not?
Yeah.
And I mean that not in a bad way. A lot didn't happen. it was riveting and exciting. I was so on the edge of my seat seeing, is this boat going to start? Because what this show does well, they know we love Colin and they know we're rooting for Colin. And they built up that storyline of Colin trying to prove his. I was just like, please, please let it sail. Please, Colin. It's like watching Dumbo fly. Is he going to make it or fall into the circus and then be put down with a trank dart?
What happened to Dumbo at the end of that movie? I don't think I remember.
He got on elephant meth and killed himself.
And that's the show. Trigger warning.
Show, everybody.
Trigger warning. Drug use. Elephant suicide. Sorry. Should have been. Should you know have what? Caught that earlier.
And to this day, his mother is not forgotten.
she just sings "Baby of Mine" to her sleep. Yo, but we just ruined Dumbo. Wasn't there a live action version of that?
There was. I never saw it. I didn't really.
It didn't have music, did it?
I don't know if it did. They missed the mark. They did that with Cinderella. They did it and do a live action, and that was dumb. That movie was so good. It would have been so perfect if they just sang in it. Lily James can sing. There's actually a recording of her singing "A Dream as You Wish" on the soundtrack.
Yeah, you're giving me Disney gay energy, and it's not really doing it for me.
I only know that because when we did a Fairy Tale Cabaret, I used all the Cinderella soundtrack music as our interludes because it was really gay.
Oh, I don't remember that. I think I was getting wigs and costumes ready.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was less concerned with that.
But yeah, that's all I have to. It was a good episode. You know what I think this was? This was a good episode of building. I think we're seeing the drunkenness of the crew. We're seeing it's going to be a good season, I think, of BDSM.
And Gary's hooking up with Mads next week.
Oh, God. Why is he so hot to me? He just is. You know what? There's something about, even if they don't have the best body, there's something.
Gary's got a nice body.
No, he does. But I mean, he's not like West Hollywood, but he's got a nice body. But there's something about a man who's just confident enough to walk around with his shirt off all the time.
No, that's it for Gary. It is the confidence, and it's also this, he's a hard worker and he kind of says what he means, and he says he has no game, and that's his game.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to realitygaze.com. You know the drill. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free for your pleasure, you can jump on Reality Gaze Plus on Supercast or on Patreon at the $8 tier. The $5 tier and the $8 tier both include Love is Blind and will include Unaccompanied. What's it called again?
The ultimatum.
The ultimatum. A new queer love. Word. Ultimatum. Queer Love will be included, as well as Selling Sunset.
Yes.
Which is coming back in the month of May, which is just in like 3 days.
It's the dozing month of May. In the merry month of May, the fields are dressed with flowers green.
Oh, that women's choir. God, I loved it when women's choir sang that song. I used to just sit in
high
choir.
School?
Oh, middle school too. I used to just sit on the floor and just listen to the women choir sing and think that is so pretty. Wish I could sing like that.
How can I do that?
My heart's in the highland. My heart is not here. All right, we gotta go. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's what, Poodle?
My bad.
Anchors again. Okay.
My heart is in the highlands. My heart is not here. My heart's in the highlands. A chasing the deer. A chasing the wild deer and following the roe. My heart's in the highlands.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.